Making an announcement today. We actually made it in the 6 o'clock hour on the air, but I put out a Facebook page post this morning that announcing that I am going to retire from broadcasting at the end of this year. We've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for a couple of years. I mean, ever since the pandemic, I think I've been thinking about tough time. But that wasn't the reason. I mean, it's been long enough. 55 and a half years doing something is probably plenty.
Now, you've had a long run.
Now
it's time to get to that next chapter, retirement.
Next chapter, retirement. Oh, you better stay busy or something bad's going to happen to you. I said, I'll take it. Okay. Somebody, who was it? Tell me that, I think it was Bobby Stout, the late Bobby Stout, who said, retirement is like every day is Saturday.
Yeah.
I said, Bob, I can do that.
Not a bad way to look at that.
I've got some things that I'm going to be doing around the house and so forth. Gosh, I hope I can get Shelly to travel. She's not a big on traveling as much as I am, but I got some places I want to see. And I think if we got the time and the money, let's go. I want to go see some places. Hey, you know most of them on my list.
That's a dream to be able to do stuff like that.
Yeah. And then just not having the obligation, and an obligation, but here we are every morning.
Well, yeah, what's going to happen on January 2nd when you don't have to hump it up in the middle of the night and come to work?
That's my son's birthday is the 2nd, so we'll have a birthday party, and I can stay up late.
Exactly, see?
I don't have to worry.
You're all set.
Get in the sack so I'll have to come in here and do this show, everybody. Anyway, this has been this radio stuff, if you're into it, it's in your blood. I mean, you are, and it's just something that gets to you, and it's just really it's rewarding somehow to get on here and use our words and our thoughts to communicate with people.
Well, yeah,
I've tried in my career, especially in the last this part of the last 28 with you, I have really concentrated on not being cynical and ugly and negative about things. But not that I was before, but this is kind of a privilege to be able to talk to people every day and maybe help them face a day where maybe they've got a tough day ahead. And maybe we can help them just put a little smile on their face.
Well,
if we can do that.
What a great reward that is to be able to do that.
You can do that. I did have a.
Well, this 3-hour show is my best part of the day.
Yeah.
Every day by far.
Yeah. And I don't say, going home to my lovely wife, that's great. But you're right. This is the best part of it today.
This is just 3 hours that take us all away to a different place.
Yep. And we appreciate you who are listening out
there. We sure do.
Some of you have been listening from the start and appreciate that. And the show's not over. It's just that I'm not going to be here. That's it. And I look forward to trying to find – maybe I'll find something to do. Somebody will – some volunteer work, something like that. But I can't just sit – I can't sit in front of a TV. That's for sure.
Yeah, that'll awful. Drain you pretty quickly. Yeah.
All right. Again, it's on the Facebook today, and thank you all for your listening and support. And, last day of the year is my last day on the air here, as far as I know. Kevin 40, so, Stephen 10.
Yeah, another 2.5 months.
Yeah. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Okay. A new flight will take Wichita travelers to Disney's neighborhood. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, good news. If you have some Mickey Mouse time planned for next summer, there will be a nonstop flight from Wichita to Orlando's International Airport. Southwest Airlines and the Wichita Airport Authority on Thursday announced a Saturday direct flight from Eisenhower National to Orlando International, going from June 6th through August 1st. It's an afternoon flight out of ICT and an early evening return flight from Orlando. The airport is not only close by to Disney World, but a Southwest hub to a handful of Caribbean nations. Allegiant Air also flies to Orlando, but to the city's other airport, and it's scheduled to start in November and go through next May, though it could be extended into the summer, according to the airport authority. A Wichita nonprofit centered on child care and children's literacy will start to get going soon on construction of a $10 million literacy center in a historic cottage near the Wichita State campus. Storytime Village and its CEO founder, Priska Barnes, like the tie between Holyoke Cottage and the nonprofit in that female students who once lived in the cottage canvassed the neighborhood to raise money to build Fairmount College's first library way back when. Barnes told the Business Journal they championed literacy back then and were going to use this space to champion it now. The project has been in the planning stages for 7 years, and next month construction from design build firm Hutton will get started. A $4.9 million grant from the state's Capital Projects Fund Accelerator is covering about half of the project cost. And a regional hospital system has expanded its concentration on children's care. NMC Health, formerly known as Newton Medical Center, launched its pediatric hospitals program last week. The program allows children to receive specialized 24/7 inpatient acute care closer to home rather than travel to larger cities such as Wichita or Kansas City. NMC hired a medical director to lead the pediatric hospitalist program, as well as two nurse practitioners. Hospitalist programs allow providers to care exclusively for patients admitted to hospitals. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. And I have flown into that Orlando airport, Kirk, and it's a very nice, modern place. And the thing is, if you're going to fly down to Disney World, you will actually pay more for parking there than you will for your airline ticket, right?
I believe that. Yeah. I did fly into Orlando once and got on a Disney bus and never had to worry about a thing again. It was pretty nice, but yeah. Parking fees can be high, I hear.
Yep, a little steep. All right. Today is World Mental Health Day, and it's come a long way since the early 90s when the World Federation of Mental Health officially established today. Our self-awareness and sensitivity have changed things for the better, it says here. Now we're seeing how untreated mental health issues can lead to violence in a community, and we have a new state psych hospital in Wichita being built. So mental health, to me, that's a real issue. You talk to law enforcement and people like that, and you'll find out, all right? We made an announcement this morning. I don't know if you've been listening, Kirk, but I made an announcement this morning that I intend to retire from broadcasting at the end of this year. And it's going to be 55 and a half years. It's time for me to not hang up the mic, but turn off the mic switch, I guess. That's at the end of the year. So there you go.
What is Ted going to do without you, Steve?
I'm sure he's going to do fine.
That's a great question.
He's going to do.
We do have a job opening, Kirk. If you'd like to leave the Business Journal and come over here and host the show starting next year, it's all yours.
Yeah.
Well, let me update my resume.
You better. And I hope you don't demand too much money, but yeah, come on over.
Hey, Steve, I work in newspapers. I don't demand a lot of money.
I got you. All right, Kirk, thanks. We'll check with you again 1 hour from now. Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal.
That's a good question. What am I going to do?
There you go. 7:55. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got a lot planned for you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Government shutdown, day 10. We'll tell you about that. And not much to tell you there. Ted brings us sports with a special guest this morning.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes out from our Friday morning live guest, Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll preview the Chiefs game with Mitch live in about 15 minutes.
Plus entertainment news. It's the Blur.
Yeah, we're getting you a great entertainment news compiled for the big Friday show here heading into the weekend. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Do not miss it.
You have your weekend traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.